How do we magnify the God of our salvation? Do we do that with singing? Yes. Yes, and that's why it's very important to sing here and always from the heart. Do we magnify God by telling others of our God and of His glorious work? Yes. Do we magnify God by keeping our bodies and our lives, the temples of the Holy Spirit, pure from sin? Yes. But our text, that is God, tells us that we magnify Him. We show forth His greatness, especially with thanksgiving. I will magnify, that is, I will show the greatness of who God is through my thanksgiving. To understand that, think of the opposite. Turn it upside down a moment. If our lives are filled with grumbling as His children, if our lives are filled with complacency and we don't take any notice of all that God has done for us, we become indifferent to His blessings. If our lives become bitter and resentful with the way of the Lord, what are we saying about God? We are saying that God is not good, that God is not wise, that God is not loving, that God is not faithful. If our lives are lives of complaint, God is blasphemed. But the psalmist looks at it the other way, the right way. How shall we declare that God is good and wise and faithful and loving? It is through the thanksgiving of the children of God, our thanksgiving, that God's greatness is revealed. And so thanksgiving, as we've said this morning, we're here not because thanksgiving is a day, it's a life. But thanksgiving must be understood then for us as God's children as not an appendage, as not an add-on to our Christian life, but we must understand that thanksgiving is the purpose of the Christian life. For why did Jesus die? He died that we might be a people who magnify God with thanksgiving. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. David is speaking here under inspiration in our behalf, on behalf of all of God's children. But he's speaking here out of a very fresh experience of the power of the God of salvation. In Psalm 69, that psalm, you might remember, has much to do with suffering for the sake of God, the suffering foretold of Jesus Christ at the hand of His enemies. But in the psalm, David says that God has heard him, and in verse 29, in the midst of that suffering, He has set me up on high in His salvation. God has saved him, set him up on high, has shown him mercy. And therefore, in the light of that salvation, David now is going to respond to that salvation. And he says, I will respond in this way. I feel within me, by God's grace, a deep resolve that God must be magnified by me in my life. Well, let's just pause just for a moment to understand that desire to magnify God. It is that desire in our lives, and I believe that you know this upon a little reflection in your own life, it is this desire that sweetens life. It is this desire to magnify God that gives happiness. It is this desire that gives comfort. You look today, you look at any day when you're finished with your work. You've done your work, it's been a successful day. What is it that gives you happiness as a child of God? What is it that gives you satisfaction? Is it how much you made, how well the business went this year? No. This is the deciding issue at the end of the day. Was God glorified? If God was glorified in how I did my work and how I conduct my business, then I have happiness. Or we go through hard times and trials. What is it that comforts us? We ask this question, but is God glorified through this trial? If God is if this is the way of God's glory, then it's okay. Then I find comfort. Or today, We're going to be with our friends and with our families and with our relatives. We're going to have dinners and be together in our homes. But if there's a big fight, and if it's all envy and jealousy, it's all spoiled, no matter how wonderful the food may be. But if God is glorified, if God can be said, though it be in weakness, that God is glorified in our relationships with each other, and we deal with each other as Jesus wants us to deal with each other, God is glorified with us, then we have a wonderful day in front of us. It is to magnify God that is the sweetness of the Christian life. David says, I will magnify Him. Now that word magnify can be used in two senses. If you think in the sense of the microscope or the telescope. The microscope magnifies in that it takes something that is itsy-bitsy, something that is very little, and it makes it look big through the magnifying. Or the telescope, that takes that which is apparently little, the star. Apparently it's a little thing, but it's not. It's not. The sun as a small star, I was read that 1 million marble Earths can fit within the sun. And our sun is a little star. And the telescope reveals how big, how great that it actually is, the stars and the galaxies and the nebula. And that's what David means. When he says, I will magnify God, he means to say simply that he will reveal the greatness and the truth of who God is. So that we, as when we magnify God, we are called to be that proper telescope. When I declare to you as a minister that God is great and glorious, I am not a con man. I am not trying to make something bigger than what it is, but I and all ministers are but babblers. They cannot tell you of how great God is. To magnify God means that we desire Him to be revealed to us, for Him to be conscious before us and before those around us in exactly how glorious He is. And our calling to magnify God means act in such a way, think in such a way, be in such a way that God is revealed for who He is in His infinite and in His dazzling beauty and perfection. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, we are to say, in our lives. His understanding is infinite. His mercies are everlasting. Magnify the Lord. But we immediately sense that although God has given us that desire, there is so much sin yet in our hearts and so much forgetfulness. And therefore our eyes must be opened and our hearts must be stretched and enlarged. For as we look back over this past year and we see His marvelous works and His loving faithfulness upon our lives, all of this can pass by our sight and it does not even create a ripple in our hearts, so that seeing we do not see and hearing we do not hear. On this day, let us, what I referred to Sunday evening, let us attach ourselves to the spiritual heart monitor. Let us take the electrodes of the Holy Spirit to our spiritual heart and let the goodness of the Lord pass by throughout the whole year. Has He once been unfaithful? Think of His loving kindness and His tender mercies and His grace to you in Jesus Christ and the pardon of all of your sins. Think of His keeping you and caring for you and supplying for us far more than what we need. All right, now is there an impulse in that spiritual heart, or is it a streamline? Think today of food and clothing and homes and dishes of food, that we have the abundance. Think of the Word of grace, the Church of Jesus Christ. Think of the blessing of Christian schools. Think of the blessing of Christian home, the blessings of our marriages, the blessing of our children upon with us. Think of all, and then think of the trials too. Think of the setbacks. Think of the heartaches. Think of even death. And yet, in all of these things, God is performing a glorious and a perfect way. All of these things pass by us. Do our hearts respond with a beat of thanks and praise and awe to God for all that He hath done for us? So that with David, we are overwhelmed that He has set us up on high in His salvation, and we say, I will magnify Him. I will bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Forget not all His benefits. I will magnify the Lord. So readily we forget. So readily we become unthankful. So readily we begin to say, but He's forgotten me. Or His way is not right. His way is not good. We are to magnify. We are to praise the God of our salvation. And we are to do that today and always with thanksgiving. And the point there of the Holy Spirit is that it is the thanksgiving of the child of God which is the revelation of the greatness of God. It is this activity of grace, when we return thanks, that magnifies or reveals the greatness of God. Or you can put it in these words, gratitude glorifies God. The thanksgiving of His people glorifies or shows the greatness of God. The word thanksgiving in our text and in the Hebrew is that word which is most figurative. It's a word in which a person takes his hand and he begins to point to everything in his life, every possession, to himself, to every article of clothing, to everything that he's eating, to every circumstance of his life. He begins to point to them all, and then in the Hebrew way of worship, he takes both hands and he lifts them up to God in the testimony that it was all of God. Everything was of God. Nothing, as David said, nothing of himself, but it was all of God. And it is this thanksgiving of ascribing all things of God that glorifies God. And why is that? That's because thanksgiving is the confession that God is the giver. And the giver is ever greater than the receiver. The giver is ever more glorious than the receiver. To thank God is to compliment or to praise Him and to acknowledge who He is. Now, just think on that point, because we know that intrinsically. You children know that, and parents know that, because I would ask the question to us this morning, why is it so hard sometimes to say thank you in the human level? Why is that hard sometimes? A little child, your two boys are at home playing, or your two girls are playing, and you have to teach them. You have to say to one child, say thank you to your brother. And that child doesn't want to. Thank you. Say no, say thank you. Thank you. And then you say, no, you say, you're welcome. You're welcome. No, you say, you're welcome. You're welcome. Why is that so hard? Why is that so hard for children and for us? Well, this is why that's so hard, because the moment we say thank you to someone, we are saying that they have done something good for us, that we are in their debt, that we acknowledge that they have given us something. But by nature, we don't want to do that. By nature, we are filled with envy and jealousy. By nature, we do not want the other person exalted. We want ourselves exalted. We hate to think of someone as our benefactor, and so we will even say, if it's an enemy or someone that we don't like that has done us a good turn, and someone points it out that it was that person who did us the good turn, we'll say, you're not going to find me saying thanks to him. Why? Because we don't want him exalted. Gratitude exalts God. Gratitude is the confession which magnifies God, which glorifies Him. And when we have a difficulty, no matter what the way may be, when we have the difficulty of expressing gratitude to God, it is for this reason that we, by nature, love our own glory. We love ourselves. We are that little child who has to be told, say thank you, and say it right. Because if the Lord ever hides His heart and sends His hand of difficulty into our life, we stand before Him sometimes and say, thank you. But that is not thanks. Then we exalt ourselves. The heart of all ingratitude in our life is the exaltation of ourselves. By nature, we love our own glory. We prize our own self-sufficiency, and we refuse to see ourselves as sin-sick and helpless sinners. And we don't want to express gratitude to God because we know immediately that this shall glorify Him. But now that's been changed in the principle of grace. And so we ask, what is thankfulness? Well, thankfulness in the root is this: that I acknowledge before God that I am nothing, I deserve nothing, and that God is everything. He is absolutely everything to me. Thankfulness is the admission, the willing admission, that I don't deserve anything. I'm a cripple. I can't walk, and therefore need to lean upon the cross of Jesus Christ. Thankfulness is the confession that I'm a paralytic, I can't move, and I have to be kept alive with the iron lung of the mercy of God. God has to keep me alive with His mercy and beat and keep the lung of life in the air of life in my lungs. Thanksgiving is the confession that, Lord, I'm just a little child. That's all. I'm in the stroller. I have to be fed and changed and diapered and given my food. I'm a helpless little child. And everything, Lord, everything is of Thee. When we stand before God with that knowledge in our hearts, then we will offer to Him the gratitude that magnifies Him. And the psalmist says this is more than the outward. Verse 31, this also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns or hoofs. The reference is to the sacrifices. And the idea here is not that we should not bring these sacrifices, or that they are not legitimate outward expressions of our thankfulness. This morning, we had the opportunity from our deacons to show outwardly, in a legitimate way, our thankfulness to God for His salvation and His blessings to us, that out of a heart of gratitude, we could bring a bullock. We could bring a tangible expression of our gratitude to God in the offering. But the Lord is saying, that's fine, but this is better. This is far better. Do not think that the mere outward ever is thanksgiving in itself. It must proceed from a heart of humble gratitude to God for all things. Offer unto God thy thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High. Do not bring, says God, to me your offerings, because you think that now you have enriched me. Do not think that it was something that I needed. Do not think that you have met my needs. Do not think that I could not do without what you did. If you do that that way, if we offer to God that way in our lives, we insult Him. If we say, well, Lord, I did my part. I gave. I went to church. I did this. You better be satisfied. Let the Lord take what I give Him. Then we insult God. The Lord says, this is thanksgiving, that we offer from the heart the praise that I am nothing and He is all, and He hath given me everything, and Lord, Thy name is glorious, and Thy name alone is worthy of praise. Thanksgiving, which will magnify God, requires spiritual humility. God is seen as most glorious, unspeakably glorious, when we are shown our helplessness and our unworthiness before Him. The psalmist says, the humble shall see this. That is, the humble shall grasp it. They shall understand it. They shall see into it. The humble see into this immediately. Of course, thanksgiving magnifies God. Of course it does. They see into it. The humble shall see this. We need to have the stiffness of our arrogant neck broken and the hardness of our self-sufficient heart softened. Be humbled before God, the acknowledgement that all that we are, we owe to God. Humility is freedom. Freedom from pride. And freedom to thank God. Into empty hearts, God has poured forth His goodness and His love to those who deserve nothing. God has showered upon us His fullness and completeness. And as a result, we will thank God, and in our thanksgiving, He will be magnified above that which any ox or bullock brought to Him can bring. Let's join the psalmist today. Let's join him every day. Let's say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Let us do this with a thankful heart. Let's do this today with all of His goodness before us, of food and clothing and home and families. Let's do this with our hearts in prayer and our hands open to help the needy of His children in this country and throughout the world. Let's do this in our hardships. Let's do this in our sorrows. Let's confess that the God of mercy toward us is worthy of all thanksgiving, and therefore His name is to be declared as glorious and great. Declare His glory. Sing His praises. Thank Him. And if we are to thank Him, then today we must make our way. Every day we must make our way, but today you must make your way to the cross. Go there. Bow down. And in the light of the cross, say, thanks, Lord. Thanks always. Thanks for everything. How great Thou art. And God will be magnified with our thanksgiving. Amen. Father, we thank Thee for the precious Word of God this morning. We pray that it may guide us in thanksgiving today and always. O magnify Thy name, O Lord, and remind us that it is through the praise and thanksgiving of Thy people that the greatness and grace of Thee, our God, is revealed. In Jesus' name, Amen.